And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Ashley Thornburg. Chuck Lura teaches biology, the study of living things. But that doesn't mean he's not interested in the rest of our natural world. In this week's Natural North Dakota, he teaches us about Pier Shale.
I have a couple of fist-sized rocks in my office. They're a deep, muddy brown to gray color, and upon closer observation, it becomes clear that they are loaded with small clamshells about the size of your little fingernail. These rocks are pieces of Pier Shale, and were collected many years ago along the Missouri River in South Dakota. Shale is a sedimentary rock composed of clay, silt, or mud. It forms on the bottom of calm or very slow-moving bodies of water. Over geological time, the sediments become compacted, forming a sedimentary rock. Shales are known for containing fossils of aquatic or marine species. The mosasaur on display at the Heritage Center of Bismarck, for example, was extracted from Pier Shale. Pier Shale, as you might presume, is named after Pier, or perhaps Fort Pier, in South Dakota. It's marine in origin from around 75 million years ago, when much of the Great Plains was a shallow inland sea called the Western Interior Seaway. Pier Shale and other types of shale underlies most, if not all, of North Dakota. The shale's close to the surface in the eastern part of the state and generally dips and thickens westward. The shale's exposed in Cavalier and Pembina counties on some road cuts in river valleys such as the Park and the Pembina Rivers. It's also exposed in the Cheyenne River Valley and perhaps in some other areas in the eastern part of the state. But outcrops of Pier Shale are most often associated with the breaks along the Missouri River, particularly near the North Dakota-South Dakota state line when the water levels are low. In my experiences, it's even more prominent in Lake Oahe in South Dakota. Whether you're in a boat or on the land along the Missouri River near the North-South Dakota state line, you may see a layer of dark-colored rock outcropping in the bluffs that's sparsely vegetated with stands of grasses and wildflowers. That's probably Pier Shale. The sparse nature of the vegetation may be the slope, but there may also be another reason. An interesting aspect of Pier Shale is that it's generally high in sulfates. So when it rains, the water reacts with the sulfates to produce sulfuric acid. It's a dilute solution, to be sure, but the pH can drop enough in places to hinder plant establishment and growth. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.
Chuck Lura teaches biology at Dakota College at Botineau and writes a weekly column for the Lake Metegoshi Mirror.